Wake up, gamers, because you're listening to the Big Think Dimension with Dan and Bob Video Games.
So it's an emote, and it's Banny in a Bane mask.
Please stop.
KZ Excellent.
I'm optimistic about things.
And Mr. Feel.
I got two rats. More than enough for all of ya.
Here on Gigaboots.
So, last Friday we did an Xbox variety stream where we played a bunch of games that are obscure. And Tony Hawk.
Very obscure.
A little known-of game. I'm not going to talk about the Tony Hawk we played during that. That's not interesting. I'm not even going to talk about those games for now. I'm going to talk about what I played last night, which was confoundingly different and bizarre and broken. Tony Hawk's Project 8 on the Xbox Original is a broken nightmare of a game. It has all the levels, so far as I've experienced, as Tony Hawk's Project 8. It is not able, however, to seamlessly stream from one to the other, and the structure of it feels insane because of that. So you'll hit an area. The first area is the most normal, but even it's bizarre. They have replaced random goals you'll get from people you talk to with, instead of the salient goals or classic mode stuff, they'll just get weird. So it'll be like, hey, welcome to this goal. This goal is you can grind up to these 12 objects all in a row, and then that's the goal. So anyway, good luck grinding that limb on that tree to grind this power line, to grind that thing to that part of the house, to this part of the house, to that part of the house. And if you get 12 of them, that's sick. And I'm like, what is... This is a really weird thing they replaced this previously completely different goal with. Like, some of these goals are like a crowd would gather and cheer, right? And that's hard. So they're going to replace it with that instead.
That's hard.
It is so hard. This game has trouble keeping its shit together in general. I couldn't imagine it trying to do a crowd. Weirdly enough, though, there are still Stokens, the most important cryptocurrency that's ever existed.
Obviously.
Tony Hawk should pitch a crypto named Stokens, by the way. Anyways, so... The Stokens, the way they work in this game is, say, you know, you're in Midtown or whatever they call it, just the normal part of the city. There will be like five people stretched across the entire thing. You'll just find them in different spots, and they'll have a coin floating above their head, and you can earn Stokens from them by doing a trick in front of them, but the coin stays there after you do the trick, and you get a certain amount of Stokens, and it's unclear if that scales with the quality of trick you did or whatever. And then you just need to find the others and do that there too. You get random numbers too. We're talking like the smallest you'll get is 8, but you could also get 38 or 14, and it's just completely random. And this seems like it's not really adding towards anything, but when you load that level, it almost like it's a classic mode for a Tony Hawk game. It just shows you, hey, there are 35 gaps in this level. Get them all to get sick. Hey, there are this many Stokens you should get. And then here's this other random metric. We will not keep track of this or surface this to you in any way. Good luck. And then, you know, they do the normal Project 8 thing where there are a bunch of people standing around and you get more specific, sane goals from them. So it feels weird. It feels like Silent Hill. Like you've just been shifted into a bizarre image of what should be a normal town.
That sounds actually kind of...
We have a member of our fan base, been a member for a while, and I remember every time I'd bring up Project 8, she seemed really, like, she really disliked it, and I was like, that was weird. This is, like, my favorite Tony Hawk. I just wish it ran better. Turns out she grew up with this broken mess of a bizarre nightmare that doesn't add together well at all. Like, Tony Hawk American Wasteland is the game before this. And that has cogent goals and cutscenes that play and characters. This game wholesale cuts out whole characters.
Yeah, I played the PS2 version of American Wasteland. It was fine.
Yeah, was no, cool that version always, is fine. Though. In fact, I just got the next-gen version. So this will be my first time ever playing the next-gen version of American Wasteland. Last-gen version's fine. It just has the loading hallways. Project 8 is a nightmare. The physics are wrong. The game crashes a lot. The game has glitches where So in Project 8, there's a thing where, you know, a military stereotype, like retired military dude who's still just wearing his garb or whatever, tells you to sneak into a place and avoid the lasers to get the stuff and give it to him. The physics are all fucked up, so getting in there sucks, but you get in there, you get out, you hand him the thing, and then it does nothing, and the pause screen is broken because something went wrong at some level and it couldn't properly end the goal. So now there are lasers around the city for the rest of eternity and you can't do anything else.
You're trapped in that Conquer level forever.
Yes, that's what it felt like.
Hell yeah.
This is the only Tony Hawk game I've ever played with a soft reset. So they clearly knew how broken it was. Like, I didn't realize, you know. I'm pretty sure no Tony Hawk game could you ever do the LR select and start and just get back to the main title screen. I'm like, okay, they know. They know how broken this is. There's really weird stuff. Like, for people who've played Project 8, you know Jason Lee's a huge character, right? I've seen him once, and I'm five levels in, and I've heard his voice three times. The photographer chick who has a character in the game has no cutscenes at all. So you just walk up to her. She has the same character model and everything from the proper version of Project 8, but she says nothing, and it just starts a goal where she takes a photo. They didn't program that correctly. So what'll happen is it'll be something like, hey, grind this rail on the top of this building, jump off, do this trick, and then land a grind, and it's good. It takes so long to do the sick version of the trick it wants you to do in midair that she won't take the photo at all, and then it'll go, good, you passed. Because they didn't know how to code, you have put in the thing correctly. We will now show her taking a photo, freeze frame on the photo, which it holds there for an insanely long time, like 10 whole seconds. You're just staring at a still frame of your character at an awkward angle in midair, doing nothing particular. And then it lands it. It's just weird. All these parts of this game are loose and broken. Everyone in this call has played Tony Hawk Underground and Underground 2. When you get off your skateboard and you jump up against a wall, you grab the ledge, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't work in Project 8 on Xbox Original. You can't jump a consistent height. It's like broken some of the time. You can't grab the ledge most of the time. So they ask you to do a really simple thing of like, okay, climb up this thing and then grind that to make a jump up there. And it just... It would grab the ledge one out of every 40 times. It's such a broken nightmare version of this game. I haven't even mentioned the most bizarre thing. The most bizarre thing about this game is I thought they cut music out. Because when it introduces the famous skaters to you, for anyone who doesn't remember Project A, what happens is it's like, hey, you know, Lindsay's over here, or hey, you know, this kid's over here. Oh, hey, Rodney Mullen. And when you first get introduced to them, It shows you a really high fidelity mocap sequence of them doing a cool trick, and it freeze frames on their face and it pops up with their name, and then they land the trick, and it's playing a song they chose over that, right? Complete silence. So it's freeze framed on Rodney Mullen's face as you hear distant cars driving and children talking.
Oh man, it's like an old KH cutscene.
It's so awkward and weird. The music videos they would do to introduce characters, which is real live action footage, also have either had the music cut entirely or it's replaced by what I assume is a cheaper to license song. I have no idea. It just sounds like royalty free music. It's really bizarre. As someone who's played through that game that many times, to watch Rodney Mullen come up and freeze in place and stare at you while you hear cars in the distance. Just hear the sounds of suburbia as he's frozen in time and space staring you straight in the face. It's really, really bizarre, and I have no idea why this game is the way it is, and I'm kind of floored by it. And now I need to see how bad the PSP version is, because if the Xbox version is this bad...
Would you recommend?
I would not to anyone other than Tony Hawk enthusiasts, because we found out one really bizarre thing. For people who remember Proving Ground, which is the last time in the original run that they tried to do a normal Tony Hawk game. They added that kicking mechanic, right? That to go faster, you know, your aggro kick. That is in Project 8 on Xbox Original. which means it was probably a feature they tried to get into Project A for next gen and then cut because they couldn't figure out what to do with it. It uses your special meter, and it only makes you slightly faster than your normal top speed. But they do some camera stuff to make you feel really cool for pushing the up button to go hella fast.
Yeah, it's so strange.
This game is a really bizarre version of a game I love. And it's discomforting.
Yeah, that's strange where you just find a bizarro version of a game you like.
It's like, how do I put this? Imagine there was a PS1 version of Kingdom Hearts 1. It's missing That'd half of the music. There's a lot more loading. Jumping feels even worse.
I figured out these jumps. Don't make me learn worse jumps.
Please, God.
I've mastered the art of jumping, then attacking, because it gives you 30% more distance.
Yes. But yeah, that game's real weird.
Glad you learned.
Getting off the skateboard stuff seemed like it randomly dropped your combo too, which is insane.
Yeah, that is something I meant to bring up. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
never.
Exactly. Like, the whole point of that mechanic is for you to jump off, get to another thing, do a thing real quick. It would just stop my combo. I posted a video where it not only stopped my combo, it left me shoved into geometry, just floating in space for half a minute. I just floated there and got stuck. But yeah, anyway, that was really bizarre and interesting, and I'm glad I got to check it out. But we played some actually good and cool Xbox original games on last Friday's stream, like Magatama. You want to talk about that, Bob?
Sure. Magatama is a weird Japanese action game that never came to the States. You play as this character who's got the headband that has an extra eye in it, and the combo system's really strange. It's all like set in ancient Japan.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of this on your stream, and the part where the eye opens, I was like, wow.
Yeah. With that, you can go first person at any moment and, like, look around for secrets with your special eye.
Oh, cool, the Sharingan.
Basically. It's very interesting, and I wish it came here because it's hard to understand without the English language, with the language barrier, because we got to the second set of tutorials, was after, like, the first whole level and boss. And I just couldn't figure out how to progress past that. But it has some really interesting things going on. You always have this, like, Ghost Stingray is your helper with you all the time.
What?
Yeah, so you have, like, a button dedicated to him. And there's lots
I still can't hear Ghost Stingray and not think it's a Mega Man X character that no one remembers.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can, like, set up combos where he flies through the enemies and stuff.
The thing about this I need people to understand. Magatama is at least 5 times more high rent than you could ever guess by the fact it never came to America.
Yeah, it only looks a little worse than Ninja Gaiden 1.
Yeah, which is insane, because Ninja Gaiden 1, they spent like 4 to 6 years making.
Yeah.
And this never got released anywhere outside of Japan. Was published by Microsoft Game Studios. And looks really great. Like, when you compare it to most games that gen, it looks better than a lot.
Yeah, some of the environments don't look great, but the character models actually do look really good. It's strange. It does feel pretty clunky, but it's definitely worth putting up with for the insanity that it is. Stingray, buddy.
Yes, your phantom Stingray just floating around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that stream we did was delightful. It had a really strong energy going with it for Otogi 1 and 2 and then Magatama and Phantom Crash.
Yeah.
Had a real strong I own an Xbox but am a weeb energy going with it. And I think that's underrepresented in online coverage.
Right? Yeah. Nobody talks about Otogi anymore. Nobody's ever heard of Magatama. I've been looking at that game. I think it ended up in GamePro or something. All those years ago, and then never came to America. I was always like, but that looked real cool. I need to find it.
Yeah, I remember hearing about it early on, and then it just never happened, and that was weird.
Yeah, it might have even been one of those issues of, like, Year of the Ninjas, and it's like they had an article with Ninja Gaiden, Shinobi, and some other stuff. God, that was a really old game pro.
They're like, this Ninja Gaiden game's gonna come out any day now.
Yeah!
Dude, it's 2002. There's not a fucking chance. But yeah, it's this really cool element I used to like a lot about the original Xbox is how, you know, its performance relative to the other platforms gave its games a different look if they were exclusive.
Yeah.
And some of these games really hit that and look great, like exceptional. And, you know, they worked with a lot of Japanese developers to do, you know, exclusives, some of which came over, like Phantom Crash, others of which didn't, like Magatama, others of which took so long to come over, they chopped out the MMO part. And then they called it, what was it, Shin Megami Tensei 9?
Yeah.
Yes, 9 written out as a word.
I still need to boot that up on this thing.
We also need to get Red Ninja.
Yes, we do need to get Red Ninja. And yeah, we absolutely need to check out Mega Ten 9, because that's really tempting. For anyone who doesn't know anything about Otogi, KZ Field, do you know anything about Otogi?
No.
Okay. I know it's cool, but I don't know anything beyond that.
Okay. Yeah, I know it's cool because Bob says it a lot, so it means it's cool or it's a trap.
No.
Hey, Nanobreaker's also cool.
Yeah,
you know, I was about to sit here and say Bob doesn't bring up traps a lot, but the fucking that
I don't. I bought Breakdown this week.
Ooh,
Breakdown's pretty cool.
Yeah, Breakdown is very cool.
Okay, good.
And a good thing too, because that's all it has going for it.
It's like Half-Life if it was good.
It's like Half-Life if it was made by a Japanese director who's also a juggalo.
And loved The Matrix.
Oh. It's like,
I love The Matrix, and I could drink a Faygo if I wanted to.
One of the critical features in Breakdown is drinking a Coca-Cola in first person.
What?
Yes, it's
immaculate.
This is getting streamed.
Yeah, I'm really glad you got that Series X you can now enjoy in 4K.
Oh, I should ask Bob. Are on Xbox, are any of those Ninja Gaiden games worth buying, or are they all the good ones going to be on that collection? Because I saw like Black and 3 on there.
They actually did do like proper upgrades for 1 and 2, for Black and 2. And those are going to be very different versions from what's on that collection. So you might want to try them.
Okay. Because I was thinking about getting Ninja Gaiden Black just for the novelty of original Xbox games on this.
Yeah, Ninja Gaiden Black is really solid. People, like, fans of the series absolutely swear by it. I don't know the differences between that and regular, like, Sigma that's going to be on that collection.
Yeah.
Very well.
Oh, okay.
Sigma will have extra weapons, and it has some extra missions where you play as Rachel that aren't good.
And it'll have better graphics because it's a PS3 game instead of a Xbox original.
Yes, they have brand new models and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm willing to pay the $10 to at least try out Black. And then they're like, you don't own this. I'm like, but I bought it. They're like, no, we said you bought it, but you didn't actually buy it if you look at your bank statement. Now, despite downloading it, please go and buy it again.
See, I've had problems with Xbox. Everyone knows that. I've never had that happen.
Yeah, that's a new one.
It was weird. Like, I bought it, I installed it, I clicked the button, I clicked the game in the My Games I Own menu, and they're like,
they don't.
Do you own this? Nope. Do you have the disc? And I'm like, whatever. I was able to download, you know, every single game very fast. I got like Master Chief Collection in an hour.
Nice.
So the most critical and scary part of owning a Series X is fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. As far as I know, it's understood by the Ninja Gaiden fandom that Black is superior to Sigma. It has no Rachel, so that's pretty cool.
Okay.
I think the more divisive thing is whether or not 2 Original is better than 2 Sigma, and it sounds like 2 Sigma is what's making into that collection, Bob.
Yeah, 2 Sigma is what's making into the collection. I like 2 Sigma more, but it does, like, it censors the gore, so instead of, like, blood, it's energy particles is able to chop off limbs. But I feel like that version of the game is much better balanced. They went with having fewer enemies that have a bit more health. Is the original one had more enemies with less health, but it became kind of just a cluster of things that are attacking you constantly, and there's always missiles flying at you.
The Sigma version of 2 is probably fine. Probably don't buy that one if you're thinking about getting that collection.
And it adds characters that are actually fun to play as, like Ayane and Momiji.
As in literally anybody where Rachel?
Yeah, Rachel, I think, is there too, but I think she's a little bit better fleshed out. And you get any content that's not bad?
So let's talk about Otogi.
Sure.
Now, I'm gonna broad strokes try to make a comparison to explain Otogi to people. And Bob, you let me know if I'm off the mark.
Okay. All right. I can do this.
Otogi is literally made by FromSoft. Its storytelling and certain elements of it are reminiscent of Dark Souls, but it's weeb Dark Souls and really floaty with environmental destruction for buildings and stuff. And it's also raw as shit.
Yeah, I think the story's a little bit more concise than Dark Souls ever gets, but it still has a sort of tone of, you're playing as an undead warrior who is brought back to life to kill demons.
And then the demons all scream at you, moral grace!
Yes. Yes.
So yeah, it's a FromSoft game. Remember when the ending of Evergrace 1 tried to pull some sort of like, who's the real bad guy? And you're like, you shot me.
Yeah, that's how it feels all throughout Otogi. It's like, yeah, dudes, I know that you were sealed and that's bad, but look at what you're doing. You're literally destroying entire neighborhoods. Like, all that's left here is you. You killed everyone.
Who's to say this isn't better, though? I think it is, because I'm me. But yeah, Otogi is really, really cool. It's not exactly my thing, but I love watching Bob play it. I would love to do a full stream just to watch Bob play through it, because it's a little slow. Like, I wish it was a little bit faster, kind of like a Shinobi or a Ninja Gaiden or... Yeah, any action game out there than the Dark Souls.
Your main dash is how you move around mostly, and it is pretty darn slow, and there's a big gap of time between you trying to do it.
Yeah, so it's like you jump into the air, you disappear, and then appear slightly in front of where you were. Not even that far in front of, just slightly in front of. And then there's a cooldown of like a half a second, and then you can do it again. And it's not very fast, but it's still the fastest thing you've got going for you.
And you can actually ascend infinitely with this because you can do like an uppercut at the end of a dash and you can keep doing that. And that's all the levels are kind of designed vertically because you can basically fly. You just can't fly straight up. You have to do this weird dash up sort of flying.
That infinite uppercut sort of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do like that this has distinct levels that you play.
Each one has like a mission in it, and there's some of the really annoying, like, oh yeah, you need to kill this old man. He'll keep ringing a bell and saying things the entire level.
It was so funny because that was the first level we did on the stream, and everyone's just confused why we're positive on this game. And that dude says one line over and over for like 20 minutes. And everyone's like, why do you like this game? I'm like, give it one more level. This is insane.
Get a load of this.
It's pretty close to that, but it's not as delightful because it's not Eggman.
Yeah, he's got the master plan.
It's true. Anything else you want to specifically talk about when it comes to Otogi 1 or 2?
I wish that we'd see this sort of mass destruction style game from them again. I wish that they would do anything else for them. Dark Souls. It would be really funny to see this in Dark Souls. Like, imagine you're fighting one of the monsters in Dark Souls and you do a counterattack and they fly through three walls.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
Then the game just stops and your console breaks.
Yes.
I really hope with these new consoles, they're so freaking powerful. I hope we get more things like Red Faction Guerrilla and things with destructive physics-based elements. Because I think that's some of the coolest shit in games, you know? If you're not going to do really tight, hyper-polished level design and gameplay mechanics, then let me tell you about fun derived from systems you can fuck with. That's my shit. But yeah, Otogi's pretty neat. Then we played Tenchu. It's a real game. No one's played it, apparently.
Apparently. I spent most of the time we played it trying to convince people it was like Dark Souls, so they should buy it.
Because FromSoft owns Tenchu.
Yes.
That's a good strategy, actually.
Tried and true, one might say.
You see, at the beginning of our mission, you bring in your potions, Wizard the Estus Flask.
Whoa.
Ooh.
You also bring other limited items that may help you complete the mission.
Hmm.
But yeah, it's like a stealth game.
All right.
It's a lot of fun.
It is. It's really excellent. We should probably stream Plague through that whole game at some point.
Yeah.
People seem pretty interested in each of these games we played on this stream.
That and Fatal Shadows. Fatal Shadows is the PS2 final Tenchu game, basically. We got Tenchu Z after that, but who cares?
We also got Tenchu 4.
Yeah, who cares?
Okay.
God.
This is revisionist as shit, Bob.
It is. Those... I think Tenchu DS came after that, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, am I imagining Tenchu DS? Isn't that a GameStop exclusive?
Yes, it is. It's an awful DS puzzle game.
Why is it a puzzle game?
Well, it's disguised as like an action game, but it's puzzles, like single-screen puzzles.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's really bad.
That is really bad.
This is... Wow. Is that the last one? Did they end on a DS puzzle game?
No, they ended on Sekiro, which was a Tenchu game until they renamed it.
Oh, yep. Okay, that's not a bad way to go out.
Yeah, I've gone back and forth in my head or whether or not I'm upset about that. I'm like, well, at least if it was called Tenchu, that IP would exist again and we'd have some hope.
Yeah.
Instead of now where it's like, yeah, acquires licensed a name that's just them basically sneaking around making it Tenchu.
Yeah, because and this is complicated, so we got to explain it. Bob acquires the people who originally made Tenchu.
Yes,
right?
They developed it.
And the thing they licensed the name of, the thing they put a copyright on, rather, is Stealth Assassin?
Yes, Stealth Assassins, which was a subtitle for the very first game.
So we're doing one of those. It is yet again one of those Harvest Moon situations.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's Tenchu. Last game I'm going to talk about. Phantom Crash. Phantom Crash is a fucking great video game, you guys. Imagine a game that takes place in cyberspace where you do competitive mech action that's called rumbling in death arenas called the Lawless Zone. And everyone is a terrible 3D CGI person via screens, pictures of them, not animated. And they have AI companions that join them every day, but you don't know how because it's a visual novel and they don't need to draw that shit. So they just cut to the text box from your AI companion, which is either a weasel or a cat or a dog or a lion or what else was there? There are multiple birds.
Yeah, there's lots of things.
It's really fucking great. But man, that game front loads with like 50 minutes straight of talking. And I think it's great to go through, but most people get turned off by that for sure.
Yeah, it's just a visual novel for a huge chunk.
Yeah, people got really fucking confused when I entered the Lawless Zone. It started rumbling.
Yeah.
They're like, I came in during the talk part. What are you talking about?
What the fuck do you mean? This is a mech game.
I thought this was about that guy maybe being in love with his bird AI.
Yeah, that's true. That dude clearly had a girlfriend that was a bird AI, and I'm not going to talk to him about his bird AI or talk to anyone else about him. So,
fucking proto 13 Sentinels.
But yeah, the mech action's pretty good. This game actually has a pseudo sequel on the PS2 called Slay, S-L-A-I, Steel Lancer Arena International. It's the same exact gameplay in that, but the aesthetic of everything around it, the visual novel element of it, radically changes to a different interpretation of internet shit from the mid-aughts.
Ooh.
So Phantom Crash is a bit more like, how do I say, anime CG cat picture Matrix-esque. Slay ends up being a bit more chat room modern. And it's weird. It's hard to describe, but I don't doubt that they say Haxors or Leet in Slay from like one insufferable character. Whereas this stays clear of that. But yeah, the cool thing about Slay, it's a mech action game. You get to customize your mech, all sorts of custom parts for them, and you get to custom tune each part so that way it's ever either lighter or heavier, depending on your playstyle that you want. There's really cool stealth tech, and the game is insanely difficult. So you could enter an arena, and if you fuck up, you will be blown the fuck out within, let's say, a minute. But if you're doing it right, you can last up to 15 minutes in there, maybe even 20, and get a ton of money making your way up through the ranks, killing cool A rankers or C rankers, which is the goal of the game, that show up completely randomly throughout the day of the three different arenas that all have different times of day and et cetera, et cetera. It's a really neat idea for a game. I think as a multiplayer concept, it made a lot of sense, but I never really got to play Slay Online, which had a worldwide release. Oh, Fantagram was the publisher of Phantom Crash in the States. So it really was just made by Genki. Okay. But yeah, I think it's a really cool game. I'm going to check out Slay on stream at some point, but Phantom Crash is really cool and I need to play more of it. I was having that moment of literally not a single human in the entire audience had ever seen a second of this game. And that makes sense because when I go to YouTube, there are two whole reviews of it. Two. On all of the internet. So clearly this game needs a little bit more love. But that's all I'm going to talk about that I played this week. Bob, did you play? Oh, yeah, you played Things.
I played Things.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, hell yeah. Start blasting.
Yeah, Apple Arcade had a big update last week.
Mm-hmm.
We got World of Demons, a brand new Platinum game that has been missing for 2 years.
Guys, this is that mobile Platinum game they announced and showed off 2 years ago. And then
I've never realized this ever, so.
Yeah, they never said anything about it since, so everyone assumed it was canceled.
Yeah. So I guess we'll go into that one first. It's got a paintbrush sort of Japanese art style. I like Okami.
What the fuck? This looks like Okami!
Yeah. Yes. It's actually a really solid action game. You can, like, it's all designed for the phone. The touchscreen stuff works pretty well on it. I've been playing it mostly with controller, though. It hooks up pretty easily to that. It doesn't run great. It definitely has some issues there. But it's actually a really well-put-together action game that can be done with two buttons. So, like, you have a dodge button and an attack button. And then I guess that there's other, like, you have three other buttons that each summon a demon. So as you kill these demons, you can collect them and put them in your party. And, like, they become, like, spells, say, in a Castlevania game. Like Dawn of Sorrow and that sort of thing, where they're your souls you can summon and attack with. It's also, the levels are structured kind of in a... Each stage looks really nice, but it seems like it's made out of pretty generic shape blocks. So you can tell how they cut corners there, but it still feels cool to explore them. My only real complaint with that is they made the stages maybe too big. Like, it'll probably take like half an hour to get through the typical stage, which seems a little weird for a game that's only mobile. I know that on my phone, doing that burned up a ton of the battery life. I switched to using my iPad, and it's a lot better on that. Like, I can play pretty well for a few hours without issues.
What phone do you use?
I use the iPhone 8.
8?
Yes.
Okay. I was just curious.
Yeah, and it's the iPad mini.
iPads are so fucking hard.
3, I think?
No, nuh-uh.
No?
If it's a mini, it's not the 3, because I have a 4, and you've seen that thing.
Okay,
and your thing
okay.
is nothing like that. Okay. So who fucking knows?
Yeah, maybe 6 or something, because I know it's significantly after yours.
Yeah.
I think it's the first one that uses the...
More iPad Pro styling.
Yeah.
With the flat edges.
Right, and you can use the pen with it.
Yeah, so it's a post iPad Pro, iPad Mini, or iPad Air, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
So you were bringing up before to me.
Uh-huh.
Is that it maybe doesn't perform as well on the tablet?
Yeah, it seems like it does not run quite as well on the tablet, but the phone still has issues, so...
Okay.
If I want to play this, like, portably, like, say I were still working a job out somewhere, uh-huh. I would definitely, like, I'd totally play it on my phone, like that. Like, it's totally playable. But if I want to actually sit down and play it for a significant amount of time, I'm fine with taking that little bit of a hit. Because it's not going to run perfectly either way. I really do wonder if, like, the latest phones, this runs well or not. We should really get it on yours, because yours has, like, the best performance ratio, right? Like,
yeah, because my resolution's the same as yours, but it's using, like, the fucking tech that came in iPhone, the flagship iPhone in 2019.
Yeah.
The very end of 2019. So, basically, the 2020 phone, because it's the second model SE. So, in theory, if a game were to accomplish a smooth frame rate out of any iOS device, it should be this one.
Right.
It should be this exact phone. Because it's barely above 720p. But I can't get that Frogger game to run well.
Mm.
And I'm starting to doubt that any phone game locks 60. Though those Asphalt games seem to do pretty well. The racing games.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, those were pretty good. So overall, how does it... Like, you said it works with a controller, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Does it feel good?
Yeah, it feels really nice. I was sitting there like, man... I wish Astral Chain felt anywhere near this good.
I saw your tweet and I was like, oh, this is great news.
Yeah, I really hope this gets a port to other consoles eventually, but if you have Apple Arcade, go get this. This is really good. This is worth the $5 a month.
Yeah, and if you're like a platinum junkie, then maybe just sign up for like a free trial of Apple Arcade just to check it out, because why not?
Yeah, it's the best thing they've released in a long time. It's really weird.
Yeah, they dropped a bunch of juggernauts on like the same week, bizarrely.
Well, I was just even about platinum.
Oh.
which is sad, but it's true. Like, this has got some really neat things. Like, you have four different playable characters. They each have a pretty simple combo, but they all have like very unique things that they can do. Like, you can bring two into each level. Each one has a different type of dodge. So the main character, if you dodge perfectly, he'll do like an instant counterattack slash. And he's much more like, he's the balanced one. So he's can focus on fighting at close range at fairly normal speeds and normal damage output. And then you have like your long range character uses a Naginata, and she's basically like, you switch to her, and she's your guns, so you can like try energy slashes that go over the whole screen. And her dodge is much shorter than his, but it'll cause, like, if you time it perfectly, a little energy bubble under you, which hurts enemies. So it's more of like a time of damage over time sort of thing. And it just feels really different. And then if you do her like hold attack, she does a stinger sight move where it gets across the screen really quickly, so she's good for covering ground and for staying, or like you cover ground, then you switch to someone else and continue going. And then there's a monk who's got like, he instead of having any dodges, he just does a parry, and that'll freeze anyone's action in place for a second so he can get like big swing in. But yeah, it's real cool. Really want to play more of it. Like, this is the most I've sat down and played any phone game ever. Like, I'm many hours into this.
Yeah, we were talking to Chad about like it's too bad they don't have a real display port or HDMI out on any of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And someone in chat brought up the newest iPads do.
Yes.
They do proper 4K 60, like with the display port USB Type-C protocol to convert to HDMI. And I was like, ugh, god damn it.
Yeah, that's tempting.
Hi, Dan here from the future. I looked this up later, and apparently the iPad Pro is the only one that supports 4K 60 out. Sorry for the confusion, bye. I just would like a good way to record fucking mobile games, because for anyone who doesn't know, the way the iPhone does video out is it has a dongle, right? Plugs into the Lightning port, has an HDMI on it, and has a power in. But what it's actually doing, what it's actually sending to that dongle, isn't raw video. It's sending how would you even describe it? An almost 480p quality YouTube video bitrate compressed thing for it to decode. So it looks like shit. And it really annoys me because I'm like, yeah, I have no problem playing this Asphalt game on my phone, on my TV, but I would really like it if it didn't look blocky and shitty and terrible.
No wonder it did not look great when I put it up on the screen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why. It's just a horribly lossy, compressed to shit video stream that your dongle's decoding. So yeah, no, when someone told me that the newer iPads had proper video out that you might see pixels on, I was like, God, I don't. Look, I already have a competitive disadvantage in Armchair Devs, where every time we do Armchair Devs, I have to go, Tosh, can I borrow your tablet? I would like to draw. But I don't want to buy an iPad, just because it's so rare that we get a game worth covering.
Yeah.
But if we could get crisp video out of Fantasian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just that alone is like, oh, that would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it.
Mm. Oh yeah, because these two games are all like you do that one payment and you have the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
This one has some really clearly like cut out, this is what we would have had you pay for stuff.
Oh, some microtransactions.
Yeah, like you're getting currency constantly that lets you upgrade weapons, and you have and whenever you beat a level, it just gives you demons to play as, or to like use as summons. I imagine that would have been rolls before. Like that would,
like gacha rolls?
Yeah, that would be gacha rolls, I would assume. Same with weapons in general. Now it's just like, okay, you beat that stage, here's the stuff. So that's good. It's really clear what they were going to do, but it's good they didn't.
You can see that they erased the part of the image that was going to say SSR or ultra rare.
It's just smudged out in Photoshop.
No longer ranked with stars.
Yeah.
We need to do some content on this game.
Yeah, yeah. It looks really nice.
Let me be frank. If you don't come over here and force me to download it on my phone,
yeah,
I'm never going to see this game. Because I don't want to play a platinum action game on my phone.
It's fair.
Yep.
But yeah, they did a really good job with all the backgrounds having, like, they just look like big paintings. It's really crazy. Like, you know, the wave painting you'll see is from Japanese art. They got that moving in real time. Every time you meet a new enemy, they have like a little thing where they introduce themselves, and then it does this platinum thing of showing on a giant scroll that has like every enemy in the game. It like slides over to it and shows you them highlighted and is like, hey, it's him.
Oh, man, it's him.
Yeah, like, you know, in Bayonetta, they open the book and...
yeah.
Man, what other ones they do? I feel like it's in every one of them that they make themselves. They do a thing like that.
Yeah, Astral Chain did that, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
They do the cool cutscene that introduces the new enemy type.
Yeah.
Yeah, once I thought about Fantasian having a proper video out, I almost sold myself on that iPad, so I'm teetering now.
So Fantasian.
Be careful.
Yeah, let's talk about Fantasian.
The other juggernaut they released.
On the same day!
On the same day! This is Sakaguchi's new game, a Mistwalker. Where he uses all the backgrounds are literal, like, high-grade photography.
Yeah, they're the super high-res still photos.
Of like, models.
Of models and sets. Yeah, dioramas, things like that. And they make the 3D models move over them.
Yeah.
It's like their solution to pre-rendered backgrounds to just make it real.
Mm-hmm.
I hear it even, like they got famous guys who did that for the, movie industry, too. So, like, the guys who worked on the Attack on Titan movie and the Shin Godzilla.
Fuck!
Yeah.
It looks it. Like, yeah. I've seen shots that blow up my ass.
Yeah. No, it looks immaculate. It's really a shame that there's no way to get that on a TV looking really nice. I would love a 4K version of this game. But it's a really solid, like, traditional turn-based action or turn-based RPG, which I haven't seen in so long.
I saw that cool feature that Fantasian has for like random battles. I thought that was neat, where you like store them up.
Oh yeah, I did not get to the point in the game where it unlocks that. I played a few hours, but I guess they don't use that for a while longer.
Because I saw it in the video where it's you turn it on, and a random battle will pop and just go into a big D on the screen, and then you press it. Eventually when you want, and then you kill all the enemies you had to you put off fighting at once.
That's cool. It's a good feature. It's hard to say much other than just it looks gorgeous. I wish that it had better touch controls. Unlike World of Demons, Fantasian has some of the worst touch controls I've used in any game.
Does it work with a controller at all?
It does work with a controller.
Okay.
Play it with a controller, for the love of God. People, I assume, are familiar with the idea of virtual analog sticks, right?
It's 2021,
Yeah, that's not in this game. Not in the game at all.
Wait, what is in the game?
You click on the map where you want your character to walk.
Okay.
He pathfinds there somewhat. If you want, to pick up something on the ground, like say the treasure chest is right next to you, you need to make absolutely certain that he's facing directly at the front side of it.
Oh.
So you can easily just like, okay, I click to the treasure chest. Oh, yeah, but he's looking to the left. So you need to click behind him, make him walk backwards, click forward,
no,
make him walk toward the chest. Now you can open the chest.
No!
Come on.
Yeah, how do you fuck that up?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
You're just piloting your characters around like they're dump trucks.
Basically,
it's playing an RPG where you're moving one unit in StarCraft.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrible.
But you need to like pilot him to the edge of the screen. And then click it again to make him walk to the next transition. It's like, oh my god, this is so bad. How is it this bad? Why is there not a virtual analog stick? I'll never know. But otherwise, this game's really great. Seems to have a cool story about you being an amnesiac, which is not...
Yes!
You know, not exactly original for Sakaguchi.
Sakaguchi wrote this, huh?
This is what I want. Do you meet a small girl that has an ancient power?
Not yet.
You do meet a guy that's you with black hair and actually cool, right?
You do meet a fully grown woman who has a mysterious power that she can't reveal.
Yes! Yes!
You're selling
Put
me.
Put this out on anything else. I'll pay $70.
Yes, please. Please, we need a way to look at this art, because I like on my phone or on my tablet, it's not good enough.
I can see some people going, come on, can't you write something new? Meanwhile, I'm like, yes, give this to me now.
Yeah. Did I mention there's a robotic infection taking over the world?
Okay.
What is this, Antique Creates?
Oh, God, did they do that?
Do you have a little sister?
No.
Then it's not Antique Creates.
Okay, I was like, robotic infection, like, cyber cancer.
But yeah, it makes these like big white orbs of technology, and they just sort of spread. The storytelling also kind of reminded me of Terra Battle, his other mobile outing.
Yeah.
Which is neat, because I thought that story was really cool and was sad that it was stuck the way it was.
Okay, real quick question. Sorry if this is a distraction, Bob.
What's up?
You and I had the conversation about which iPads have proper 4K video out.
Because yes.
Someone in chat said it was all of them, but it was not.
It was not.
So other than the Pro, what model do you remember?
I think it was the Pro in the newest iPad.
Uh-oh.
Air. Yeah, iPad Air. The newest iPad Air.
Okay.
I think that's right.
So the Pro is already a year old, but they only update them every other year.
Uh-huh.
So it looks like if you don't want to get screwed and end up with something last gen, you wait another year and hope.
Right.
Yeah, the Mini's not it. Okay, you're totally right. It's the Air. It's gotta be, based on shit I'm looking at. Yeah, the Air is only 7 months old. Okay.
Yeah, so maybe just, you know, check out for, during the Black Friday and other sales that happen at the end of the year, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah,
things usually go on sale.
Usually, yeah. Or you can just break down in the middle of a podcast and order something.
Fair.
I don't know.
I can be responsible, all right? I don't need you spending things just because you heard about it on a podcast. By the way, I bought Ninja Gaiden Black. It's almost done installing.
That's great.
Better get on that Powers DVD too, Casey.
No!
Oh, fuck!
No,
Blu-ray. There's two seasons, too. I heard Hitler might be involved.
Look, the Series X, he's doing the correct thing. He's enjoying the best part of the Series X, which is the back compat.
Yes. God, I was even looking at Apple TVs earlier. I was like, maybe.
My tweet of like, this is why I bought a $500 game console, and it's just a picture that shows Breakdown, Dead to Rights.
Yeah, it's absolutely the best thing on there.
You're 100% vindicated with that. You check this out, Casey. You are 12 million times more correct for doing that than anyone who goes, I bought it to have the most powerful console.
Hey. When I bring you in on a death stream of Dead to Rights, you'll understand.
Oh, yeah, I will. You know it, bitch.
Yeah.
All right. And with both of these, I had weird issues with saving.
What?
Yeah. Apple Uh-oh. Arcade does this thing where it's supposed to have cloud saves. It's just automatically transfer. It's supposed to work like magic, I think.
Hasn't my experience, but what happened, man?
So I'm going between my iPhone and my iPad. Both of these games, I lost data in different ways. I at least figured out the method behind World of Demons. When I switch devices, I actually need to delete the save data that's now old. And then it'll let me sync and download the new save data from the old other device.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's not how that should work.
Like, there's a sync data button and it does nothing. It's just like, I don't see any other data here, man. I don't know what you're talking about. But if you delete your data, it literally will sync with the other one. It's like, okay. And Fantasian was really weird. I got to a save point.
Okay.
Then next time I booted it up, I was before the last boss.
Wait. You mean the final boss of the game?
No, the prior boss. The prior boss
okay.
that I had fought.
Okay.
And I was like...
Okay. I was losing it.
Yeah, I was like, I know
yeah,
I saved.
I was be like, what?
It's Bob's world record
speed run tactic.
Right. But yeah, it was... It's weird, and I worry about that with Fantasia. I was like, will this just randomly delete my save data? Or not properly store it? So, hopefully that gets it worked out. And I have one more game from this Apple Arcade waterfall that happened on that one day.
Don't go chasing them.
Clap Hands Golf.
And for people who don't know, Clap Hands is the studio who made Hot Shots Golf.
Yes. They make their own Apple Arcade exclusive golfing game. It looks better than any of the console ones they've done in years.
God damn it, man. Come on.
The touch controls are a little weird. It's all built around it, so there's no really like other way to play. Like, you can use the controller, but you're still dealing with some of the weird stuff they've done. So to hit your ball, you put your finger on the screen, then pull down, you go under a certain line and it starts glowing, then you flick it up. And now how you flick it up determines entirely if you get a topspin, a backspin, a side spin, all of this stuff. And it feels super inaccurate. It's really hard to figure out how it wants me to do half of these, and the tutorials are terrible.
Have you tried using the pencil?
I have not tried using the pencil. Maybe that would help. Yeah, that's the tutorial. It shows all the text about how you do the different types of hits in one text box that's a single sentence and stays on screen for half a second. It's the worst tutorial I've ever seen. But other than that, it's super cool. Like, there's lots of good character design.
We made this completely original control scheme using not buttons, so you can't mash it out and guess, but touch controls, you get to hear about it once.
Yeah, you can bring up the tutorial as many times as you want, but it's at the very end of the tutorial, it stays on screen for half a second, and it's all text-based. It's not voiced.
Jesus
Christ. It's like, what was wrong with you?
That's really good. Better learn to read fast.
That's great.
And what you can get from that, you can clean that that's what it does, but you have no idea how to affect it. So that's neat. It starts you with four characters. I understand you can unlock more as you go. The way it works is each course seems to be only like three holes long. This may change as you go through the game, but you get to choose a different character for your three holes you play, and each one has their own specialty. Like, you have one character, she's good at backspins, or another character who's good in rainy weather, and one that can shoot from the bunker better. So you can be like, okay, I know these maps. I know that I'm more likely to end up in a bunker here because I'm bad. But yeah, it's really great art style. Definitely check it out. I wish they would bring this game to other consoles and adjust the control scheme. Please.
Yeah, I need to try this.
Yeah, you definitely should. It's got a ton of charm. Like, you hit the ball and then you see your character run at super high speed to go to the next part of the map. Just lots of really neat details. You get two different caddies that can go with you. So you have the guy or the girl. They have their own voice lines. And
I have a quick question, Bob.
Go for it.
This is completely theoretical, of course.
Yeah.
Would you say the difference between 64 gigabytes of space and 256 gigabytes of space is worth approximately $140, or would you say it's not?
I wouldn't say it is.
Okay.
That's just me, though.
Just
like,
curious.
I don't
know.
But
what if these games are huge?
These games?
I don't know how big they are.
Let me look.
This is just theoretical, of course.
Theoretically,
if you did this, make sure to get the fastest shipping because you want the instant gratification.
I'm not that type of person.
Fastest shipping on what? I don't even know.
Yeah,
what
I don't even
mean.
What the fuck is he talking about?
Car.
They put it somewhere in here. Oh, wait, iPad storage. There we go. Give me a sec. Gonna load these. Is it alphabetized? It is alphabetized. Great.
See, I think I care about storage on my phone. I don't draw enough for storage on a tablet to matter. I just care if it's going to be a nightmare for us to cover the games that I'm getting this thing for us to cover.
Oh, it is not alphabetical. Okay, I found them. Three gigabytes for World of Demons.
Okay, that's fucking nothing. Okay.
4 gigabytes for Fantasia.
Okay, thank God.
And I actually only have clap hands on my phone.
Okay. I'm sure it's tiny.
Yeah, it's probably the smallest of these.
I can't see them being like Unreal Engine 5.
But yeah, you guys should look up how this game looks, because I think that these are the best character designs we've had since the PS2 era.
Okay, what was the name again?
Clap Hands Golf.
They should not use that as a name, but...
No, they should.
I will allow it. I thought you were literally just calling it that and ignoring the name.
Oh my god, I type in Clap Hands Golf and the first thing I see is backspin, because no one can figure it out. Okay, here we go. I found it.
Yeah, I'm looking around. I'm seeing some characters.
Look at these guys.
And we got some characters. The caddy looks a little concerning.
Okay, yeah, that's a lot better than any recent golf game I've seen them do.
Yeah,
where the designs in those just look scary.
Yes.
Yes. Oh man, I hadn't seen Ninja Man yet. I need to get him on my team. But yeah, I wanna figure out how this game works because I wanna play more of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine Mario Golf. You're confused on how to hit the ball.
Right.
How does this work?
Bob, let me tell you what the YouTube market for clap hands golf videos looks like. The highest viewed video is 400 views.
Wow.
That person who got 400 views got like 20 or 40 on all the rest of them. They are the top 7 results, basically.
Good Lord. Yeah, these things are just stealth released. It's sad.
It's sad, but you know what's really positive about the Apple Arcade experience that you pointed out to me?
Yeah, there was something that was like, why does this feel better than Game Pass? Every single game I can think of is a direct deal with the developer.
So there's no publisher on any of these games. Apple just handed the developer a shitload of cash. And that feels a lot better than 505 scummy bullshit.
Yes.
Yeah, it checks out. That's a bit better than, all right, this game's on here. It's on here because the publisher took some money that they will hold, allegedly, away from the people that made the content.
You know, honestly, we didn't bring it up. I think this happened before last week, but it was just maybe we remarked on it. But everyone was like, haha, Sony's so owned. And I'm like, they just got a paycheck directly from Microsoft for MLB to be on Game Pass. You people are insane.
I really owned you, didn't I?
It's especially funny. It's like, yeah, the MLB was in charge of this thing. It's like MLB decided that PlayStation gets paid.
Yeah, I don't. I have no idea. Those people are crazy. But yeah, when Bob pointed it out, I was like, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and they seem to get in there early enough so that these guys are basically, Elysees get made because of it.
Yes, like, because it really seemed like with the Game Pass stuff, nothing that has hit Game Pass happened because of Game Pass. All of it seems to be Game Pass came in at the end and bought the rights or whatever.
And again,
got
like
the deal.
Like, this is serves a special place in mobile because those kind of games, like, these games are just fully featured games. You don't have a bunch of add-ons for it. Just don't exist.
Right. And that's really unfortunate.
Like, this Clap Hands game almost certainly would have had that. Like, these different characters, you get them by beating them in the game. You don't, like, draw rolls.
And that's good.
Yeah, they're there.
I'm trying to remember.
This is saving mobile games from being mobile games.
Yes.
Right.
And it's a real shame that fucking mobile games went this direction, but I'm glad there's something to help that even slightly. You know? Like, I'm not the hugest fan of subscription plans, but if at the end of the day it's this or gotcha, I know which one I'm more for. Because once again, these are deals directly with the developer.
Right. And that
I'm trying to imagine this control scheme as I watch this person play. It's hurting.
Yeah, everything else about it, like the way you look around the map, really nice, actually. Like, you just double tap, you zooms in, you can look or kind of place to where you want the ball to hit. But then when you swing the club, it's a nightmare.
You know, it's a real shame. Literally no one in their right mind wants a Dan Draws stream.
I do.
No, you don't. You've seen my armchair devs drawings.
Yeah, no, I really want that because I want you to draw Gary Busey.
God.
Because Bob was already so good. I need to see the fucking heaven or hell.
God.
So we can figure out which one's hell.
Both.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that control scheme seems insane. Anyways, that's cool. Did you play anything else, Bob?
The only other thing I played.
Uh-huh.
I played Pac-Man 99. Anyone else play Pac-Man 99?
I played Pac-Man 99.
Nope.
I did not, but I wanted to, but I'm all fucked up.
Okay, we're going to get out in front of this. I enjoy Pac-Man. I enjoy a lot of Namco arcade classics. I enjoy Miss Pac-Man a lot. Bob, what's your experience with Pac-Man?
I've never been good at Pac-Man, despite trying to be several times.
Now we will have a conversation about Pac-Man 99. I don't like it very much, Bob.
Oh, yeah?
I do not. I don't think mechanically it feels as good as the Tetris one did. The layout of a 99 game potentially is supposed to let you know something about your opponents. But whenever you look at your opponents on the side of this, it's like, that's also Pac-Man. I can't figure anything out.
Yeah.
I tried to give it a decent chance. I played like 15 matches or something.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't able to decipher a firm way of how you get the speed ups and how exactly you unlock the fruit in the middle. Maybe it's eating the pellets just like the original, but sometimes it would happen when I do that. Other times it would happen when I would eat a ghost.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I looked
at some streams of it, and it seemed it has that thing with the ghost chains in it, right?
Yeah.
Like, you go in and you're doing that. It reminded me, like, of Pac-Man Championship Edition.
Yeah, it's clearly got some of that energy.
So I was thinking, like, the fruit in that spawns when you, like, take out, like, half the board.
Yes.
Because the fruit's, like, restore the dot. So yes. Maybe it's specifically, you it have to take out one portion.
You would think, and I'm actually a huge fan of that and the NES D-Make. If anyone's ever tried that, that's a part of the weird Namco... What did they call it?
Was Namco it Namco Collection?
Yeah, it's something weird. Mm-hmm. It's all NES games, but they did an NES D-Make of Championship Edition. That thing's incredible and apparently runs on real NESs. Like, you can get that shit. If you rip the ROM out of that, it will work.
Weird.
Yeah, bizarre. Never would have expected that. It might need a specialty chip, though. I'm uncertain. Anyways, yeah, I don't know. Something about this mechanically just isn't working out for me. I like it more than I liked...
Mario?
Kind of.
Mario 35?
I don't know. It's complicated. In some ways, I like Mario 35 more. In other ways, I like this more.
I definitely like it more than Mario 35, because with Mario 35, I felt like the strategy that made any sense was just find one place you can farm enemies, stay there. And it didn't feel good. I didn't feel motivated to go through the levels, whereas this, I feel motivated to play Pac-Man.
Yeah, the highest I got was third place.
Ooh.
I don't know what determined whether it was a speed up or a normal fruit. It may have been KOs.
Wait, the fruit do different things?
Yeah, the fruits will always spawn pellets, but sometimes it also gives you a speed up. That's why you have a speed rank on the left side of the screen.
Huh. I noticed they also, sometimes the map will start out with no pellets on it.
Yeah, it's random.
I don't get it. I don't know why it does that.
Yeah, it just randomly does or doesn't. It'll just spawn with power pellets on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so eating ghosts fucks with the other players?
Yes.
Is that other? Okay.
Yeah, because when you eat the ghosts, it piles up a buffer, and then it just sends all the slowdown Pac-Mans to the other players.
Oh, okay. Because I was trying to think of it in, like, DX terms. Because I did play that earlier today, going, why am I not playing the new Pac-Man thing? But I was playing original Championship Edition DX, where it's you eat a bunch of ghosts, and that gives you more speed.
Yes. This specifically, the fruit seemed to be what was giving me the speed. Either that or it was some crazy lineup with the KOs. I really doubt it. It really seemed like it was the fruit some of the time.
And it seems like when you get to the top 10, it starts spawning red Pac-Mans that can kill you.
Yes. And that is also an element I don't enjoy. You grab the power pellets and it doesn't let you kill them. It just stuns them.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's definitely what killed me every time I got to a high rank, because it was like, they're harder to see than anything else in the game.
Yes, because what we need to stress is it's not a red Pac-Man. It is the outline of a Pac-Man that is red in a field full of outlines of Pac-Man that are white.
Oh, they gave Pac-Man a Virgil.
It's just, it's so fucking noisy. So I thought about, and I haven't done it yet, but I thought about buying the Tower of Draga skin. Because I highly doubt that will be as visually nonsense looking.
Yeah, probably not.
They have more than two enemy types to work with, whether that's Pac-Man, Virgils, or ghosts. So hopefully the slowdown things aren't outlines of things. They're real objects that you can see more easily. And the enemy type is something other than another outline that looks just like the slowdown type.
Look, you buy the Draga one, I buy the Galaga one, we find out,
sure. Okay.
Ooh.
I'll do it.
Galaga.
Galaga's alright. It's good.
Yeah.
It's better than Galaxian by a lot.
Yeah.
So you know what? I'm confident that no boomer heard this part of the big thing, you know?
Yeah.
So we're good. No one's gonna come out screaming that Galaxian's better.
Let me make sure my take is on point with that.
Bob's looking up whether or not he's mixing up Galaga and Galaxian again.
Yeah, it's always hard.
Galaga's
okay, Galaxian is the bad one. Okay.
Yeah, it's.
I've never seen Galaxian in the wild before. I've been to arcades and laundromats, and they always have Galaga.
Yeah, that's the one everyone actually knows. And then sometimes you end up playing Galaxian, it's like, this isn't right.
And you get confused. Yeah. Yeah. People often have that problem. But yeah, we should do that. Overall, I feel like I had more fun with Mario 35, and I think that's a shame. Mechanically, this should have worked out, but I don't know. It's not doing it for me. Any other thoughts, Bob?
No.
Okay. Any other games, Bob?
Nope. That was it.
Great. KZ?
So I got my Xbox Series X in, so I've been trying that out. I wanted to finally understand their new controller. Has so many innovations in it. Wanted to see how it stacked up. Uh-huh. I don't like how the back of it feels at all.
Yeah.
It's got this weird, like, really rough sandpaper-esque, like, backing to it.
That's the sports grip.
Yeah, it's a sports grip texture, and it's weird.
I don't like sports, and I don't like this controller's backside.
It's shaped like a monolith. Who's gripping it from behind? Like,
he's talking about the controller, not the console.
Oh, the controller. Okay. I just imagined the controller. Imagine the console having sports grip on the back.
That would be incredible.
Let's get you into the fucking van, old man.
That's the only way to upgrade from the GameCube handle.
Yes.
God.
I'm sorry. There's been enough ridiculous things with Microsoft being like... Yeah, they just put a weird texture on the back of the box for no reason.
You know, it's possible, but yeah, the back of this controller just doesn't feel... It feels too rough for me, where if I slide my hand on it at all, it just doesn't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And I wish it was smoother. It's like... seemed unnecessary. Multiple times I have attempted to hit the dashboard and went, no, I just hit the share button that they put in the middle of the controller.
Yeah, it's so hard to explain why that's such a bad fucking spot for it, but it is. Like, they put it in the worst place.
Yeah, so I gotta get used to the top middle being that button. Also, I'm used to, like, holding sometimes with that button, and that just puts up a menu if you want to turn this off.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
It's pretty weird.
Yeah, and I'm like, my experience with smart delivery games and downloads has been fine. Everything has been like speeds like 400 or 500 a second, so it hasn't been anything crazy if I'm wired. A lot of the X enhanced stuff looks nice. I kind of just jumped into some back compat games. Everything seemed to look real good. I like that they play the Xbox startup for the original ones, and I was like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's important.
Mm-hmm. Like, this made each purchase worth it. Things look good. Finally, Final Fantasy 13 looks good. I can look at her hair and not be disgusted at how much dithering is going on.
I know. It's really nice. It's really, really nice. I think that's the best part of Xbox, which is why it's so weird that Sony doesn't even do that at all.
Yeah.
Yes. A little crazy. Looking around Game Pass, I thought was pretty funny of the mix of titles they have there. I tried The Surge 2 and then deleted The Surge 2 because, boy, is that their Netflix filler of Game Pass. A game I would never want to buy, but I'm willing to eat the time it takes to download and try it. Eh?
You played The Surge 1 longer than I mean, you played The Surge 2 longer than I played The Surge 1 when it was a PS Plus game.
I played The Surge 1 for 3 hours and went, wow, this is like Bloodborne, only with techno stuff going on in terms of everything looks the same. But eventually, Bloodborne stopped looking the same 90% of the time. A third in, this seemingly just never did, and that game had 4 bosses in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like,
but,
trying
different stuff out with it, and the experience has been fine, except for when it, you know, gaslights me and says, no, you didn't buy that. When I'm like, but I hit the button and you let me download it. You understand the problem here that you have created. And they're like, can you do it again? Can you download the Blu-ray player app because we don't want to pay a fee?
Yeah.
To just have it pre-installed onto your machine.
Yeah, for anyone who doesn't know, the reason why they have you download that app or authenticate, you know, is the same reason that you needed a remote for the Xbox original, because they didn't want to pay the Blu-ray consortium the money to play Blu-rays unless they absolutely had to, which is kind of funny.
Even like turning it on, I kind of laughed because the first thing they said is, all right, let's start up. You want to use an app?
What?
Do you want to use the Xbox app to set up your console?
Oh, that, yeah. That.
And I went, no.
No, why? I don't.
I'd rather us just like...
That might have been what killed Dan's Xbox.
It might have. We don't know. Why is it so
dodged
cursed?
Dodged it.
We need to just put this thing in the earth.
We do.
Yeah, you really do. I have to question, like, they own Bethesda now. Why are they just missing Bethesda games?
Like what?
Doom 2016.
Really?
The Evil Within 2, and like one other recent one.
That's
that
weird.
That isn't coming to mind. And I was like, why are they not here? You have every Doom game they've ever made.
Yeah, they...
That's weird.
Yeah, I was going in there specifically like, you know, I could go for some of this right about now. Wondering if they had, like, the modular, like, install or anything in there, because they have it for Doom Eternal, which I thought was neat. But no. No, they're just missing a few games, which seemed a little strange. But other than that, the selection was good. I can really tell Square of Japan has truly given up on Xbox doing anything well for them. I didn't know every Kingdom Hearts game was on Game Pass.
Yes, it's literally all of them, and it's really neat to see, but...
I thought it was one. I didn't know it was both collections and three.
Yeah, I thought you knew. Sorry. I think about it a lot when I'm scrolling through that section. I'm just like, Jesus. They must have cut a nice check, honestly.
Yeah, because I saw that there. They have like four or five of the Final Fantasies on there. Mostly those ports that they announced were coming over. And then I guess it's been a year since then. They're just already over there.
Mm-hmm.
And all the Yakuza's that are all the way at the bottom, because I was checking like the full set of stuff. That's cool. There are some things that I was like, all right, I'm willing to give this a shot now. And I'm glad. Like I had some passive interest in Wasteland 3, which they bought that company that made that. And I'm glad I didn't buy it, because now I can just touch it and it's mine now.
Now, KZ.
What?
I hate to put this burden on you, but you're the person best equipped to do this.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to try Fallout 76.
All right, hold up. Home. Game Pass. Let's see. Bethesda Softworks. Fallout 76. All right, I hit that install button.
Cool.
It has begun.
Yeah!
I will report back next week playing Fallout 76 for the first time.
Fantastic.
There, we will kick that ball down the road. But, yeah, overall, I think the UI is a lot better than the last, like, 10 times I've engaged with Xbox. That's just wonderful. I can navigate things properly. I learned that the first thing I downloaded on this, the Final Fantasy 15 Episode Disguy demo, the delisted demo included with Final Fantasy Type-0 HD, doesn't work on PS5. Which means the only next-gen console that can play this dead demo is the Xbox.
That's really bizarre, but really cool, actually. I do want to see that run smoothly.
Well, no, that definitely, it doesn't feel like it. Uh-oh. I spun the camera and it still looks pretty bad, but I need to... One day I'll visit you and show you how this looks on an OLED. And you will be like, wow. And I'll be like, but the gameplay is slightly better in this. They made it worse over time. It's kind of weird. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I didn't have much time aside from streams to play anything else. It was just trying different things, learning how this machine works, and marveling at the fact that they have a real power button.
Yes.
Yeah, it clicks and stuff. Still mad about the top of the machine. They always make it seem like it's like glowing green, and it's not just, oh, we put green sticker all over the top to make it look like that.
Yeah, because most angles you're going to view it at don't actually show the green, to be honest. Like,
if that shit was an LED that glowed like that, I would say with no amount of facetiousness that it's the best console of this gen. If it was just a giant tower that glowed green, I'd be like, that's cool.
I don't know. At the same time, I'm mostly using mine to watch Blu-rays right now, so I kind of don't want that. But it would be cool as shit.
Oh, I have it sitting behind a monitor, so there's no way for me to see it normally, but knowing that it's glowing.
Knowing that it's glowing back there, that's what's important.
Knowing that is flooded with an absolute power.
You know, I'd be worried, Casey, that it's just going to spawn the eye like the Tomb Eternal turret and start shooting you.
That's a really good enemy type.
Well, Casey, did you play anything?
No, leave me alone. I'm going to bed now.
Okay. Hey, Phil.
All I played for the past week is Boomer Shooters. Firstly, I decided, you know what, I'm just going to fucking play the Doom Eternal DLC. But first, I have to play some of the main campaign to not throw myself headfirst into the hardest content in that game after a long blank.
Yeah.
There's a lot of drama about it because when the DLC 2 came out, they put out a patch that nerfed the first level of DLC 1, and the hardcore people got so angry they rolled it back.
Oh.
Yeah, where the director's like,
play the master levels, asshole. That's what those are for.
Yeah, that's what the director came out because he's doing streams of going through the whole game. He's like, we looked at the data, the pacing on this was rough. People were just falling apart in this first level. But you guys like it, so we'll just roll it back. Except a couple things I don't like. He's like, I'm going to fix it. How'd it go?
Well, binding the dash to my mouse, my side mouse button, and binding the flame belch to the other mouse button, the other extra mouse button, sure helped, because I was going through the main campaign and like, okay, I have 30 extra lives. I think I can play the DLC now. And I didn't die a single time in DLC 1, like a real death, where you go back to the checkpoint because you have no lives, until the final boss.
Now you understand why I did a stream and it was mostly Dan delightfully laughing at how fucking clown shoes that boss is.
That boss is not great. It's
delightful.
I really fucking hate that spirit enemy. I think it makes the enemies too spongy. They can move three times as fast and deal three times as much damage. That's fine. I can deal with that. I can't deal with being like lock on missiles. I'm out of missiles. Arbalest. I can't freeze them. They're immune to freezing when they have the spirit in them. I guess I'll use the turret mode on the minigun. and then finally they die.
Yeah.
That was rough. Luckily I didn't have to deal with the arch files in the first DLC because I'm just like, no, I'm just gonna BFG you the moment you poke your head up. Fuck you. I will not deal with your clown shoes shit, sir.
They're very excited to ruin your life.
I'm only about halfway into the second DLC, because the first one was a lot longer than I expected. I expected like 4 hours, not like five or six, which is what the first DLC felt like, I didn't expect that third level. Like this swamp is pretty long. I expected that to be the end.
With the fucking, follow the dog.
Yeah, follow the dog. DLC 2 is definitely a lot easier.
Yeah.
They
start you in with some Halo looking level.
The rock imps are neat. Like, they're okay. They're cool. I like their Blanca balls.
Yes.
I like that I get to use the auto shotgun gun mod on them and feel real cool. Although the first DLC also had parts where it's just like, that's just 20 imps. They're all in a big imp cluster and coming at me. I guess I'll set them all on fire and use the auto shotgun and get all my armor back.
Wait till you get to the room that does that with rock camps.
The hammer is real neat.
Yep.
The only problem I have with it is that I'm too good at killing things, so it's like, what do you mean glory kills? I put a trench in his skull. Why would I need to glory kill him further? He's dead now. It's weird that Doom is now God of War, but it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That scene in the first DLC where the thing happens when you successfully break that barrier and then you get taken up to the temple. I'm like, oh, this series is God of War now. It's just God of War. That was a God of War cutscene. I did not say exactly what happened because I don't think Dan played it yet. So,
nope.
They sprung this shit on me.
No, this is part one. I'm talking about part one.
I know, but I was holding that off for part two, and they're like, part two's out now, fuck you.
Oh, yeah, that's also what I... But yeah, I think it's neat that Doom is God of War now, since God of War kind of went in a different direction. But this is like, you know, this is reminding me a lot of God of War 3. Cool.
Yeah.
I like that the only person in all of Doom Eternal that Doom Guy doesn't look pissed off at is that intern.
I love that guy.
Where they show his face and he's just kind of like, okay. He has like a confused look through the visor, like, you're kind of strange.
That's it. That's his second emotion. Anger, then confused.
But other than that, I've been streaming Blood.
Ooh.
1997. Build engine first person shooter Blood.
You've been poisoned.
specifically Blood Fresh Supply from Steam.
My name is Feel. Civvy has ruined my life.
Yeah, it's real
that
rough.
That game is really fucking good. Like, it's stunning how good that game is.
Yeah, I thought that when I first saw it. Like, I didn't know when I saw it in a Civvy video whether it was from the original era of boomer shooters or something new in the image of that, because it's so sleek.
It's like extremely forward thinking in how you move and jump. Going back to any of the other build engine games, Duke or Shadow Warrior, because I bought Shadow Warrior Redux too and I tried that on my own time, and I'm like, I feel like I'm full of horse tranquilizers. You move so much slower and jump so much not as high. And also Blood's levels feel fairly normal and aren't weird fucking nightmare labyrinths like Duke 3D's were, where it's like, here's the Grand Canyon. Guess you better figure out where to go.
Yep.
And Blood's more like, go this way and kill every single thing you see. Boy, by the way, they weren't fucking joking about hit scanners in Blood. Fuck that. Literally the second they see you, they start shooting you to death. You definitely have to play that game with one finger on quick save, at least until you get some stuff. It's like, yeah, it's every corner. It's like they're doing it as a joke. It's like, he's going to round that corner and then eight guys are going to shoot him to death. That's our idea of a joke every time. It's their only joke.
Oof. The joke is you, the player.
Blood is like the first first person shooter I've ever played where every single weapon is way different and insanely powerful and good. The pistol just sets things on fire.
It's pretty good. Isn't it a flare gun?
It's a flare gun, and the alt fire is basically a rocket launcher. The shotgun in Blood might be the best shotgun in any game I've ever played. It's a double barrel that you reload instantly. And I think a big reason why the shotgun in Blood feels so good to use is because they made the brilliant decision that when you kill something, it shouldn't just go ooh and fall down like Doom or Duke. It should fly across the map and wall splat. So you shoot something at point blank range with the shotgun and it will fly across the room and bounce off the wall before it collapses dead. And if it's a zombie, its head will come off, and if you walk into it, you kick it and it flies around. And some of the levels have like, kick three heads into this open mouth and we'll give you a secret.
That's really great.
It has the problem that I feel like a lot of first person shooters have, where like the first chunk of the game, and like Dusk had this problem, and Duke also has this problem. I'm assuming Shadow Warrior would also have this problem, where the first half of the game is more down to, and Dusk even, and the first chunk of the game is more down to earth levels, and then like you have the more dramatically relevant levels later on that are less interesting. So it's like in Blood, you go from a level on a train, and then an evil carnival, and then like a city, and then two, it's a tomb. You're in a tomb. I'm like, well, I guess I am fighting evil zombies, but the carnival was cool.
can we go back? No. Oh.
Chat got kind of mad because the hardest boss in the game got caught on the geometry, so I just held mouse one while pointing the BFG at him for 10 seconds and he was dead. But yeah, it's really cool. It's $10. If you like first-person shooters, I recommend giving it a shot because it's very modern in how it feels. Although I'm sure at least a little bit of that is Night Dive re-releasing it. I doubt it would feel that smooth on DOS, but I'm pretty sure it would still feel okay. Okay, that's all I played.
Oh, great. Nice. Podlords.
If you insist.
Feel, I don't want to alarm you, but it's the Podlords.
Podlords such as E. Lee Broyles, Corey Brown. Oh, is it delight? Terrible Goblin Mess.
Very excited for Knack.
Yeah, of course.
Oh no, I forgot about Knack for a second. For a brief moment, I was in a Knack-free world.
You know, I was too, and then I saw this Podlord.
Hey, at least you don't have to play both Knacks in one sitting.
Oh, wait.
That's true.
Yes, I do. That is literally what I'm doing tomorrow.
Yeah, I was talking to Phil. We're very comfortable in our own home.
Red Blaze 27. You ever change your username for a dumb joke, forget, and then not listen to the podcast it's read aloud on for like a month?
Oh.
I was wondering about that. Suzu Shiro. Emperor Zero. Shibi Agato. Your local The World Ends With You Maniac. A Draco's Book Review. The Bland Wonderworld novel is surprisingly enjoyable, but flawed. The game is still an excusable war crime.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Rotto. 101 Shades of Wonderful Remastered.
Raw.
Nothing can forestall his return. WTF Spider-Man.
Why'd you lie to me?
Really?
Matty Moe returns for Thatcher's Death Day. Yakuza 3 is bad? That's not a question mark. I'm adding the question mark reading this. Is that true? Is Yakuza 3 bad?
I wouldn't say it's bad, but it's definitely like my least favorite.
Enjoy the Podlord image.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard it talked as that's the filler arciest.
Yes, it absolutely is like the filler arciest. And not also feels like a weird retread of the first game.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Can't believe he becomes the Tomb Raider again.
In this one, he becomes the Dragon of Dojima.
Finally.
W. DFW 3K. The only actual unironic mag stand.
Oh my god.
We found them. There they are. Everybody loves mag. What are you talking about?
Right?
Devil Summoner Raido Musa Noha versus Digital Shiny Devil Saga Game Freak Edition.
Jesus.
Huh. The image was last Fucking week. I'm not including it again.
Santi Kunai. Kristen. Living with the fact that someone has most likely wailed an exorbitant amount of money for Big Chungus in the Looney Tunes gotcha game.
Now I have to live with that fucking fact. Come on.
That was I saw the news and it absolutely killed me.
I thought it was an April Fool's joke. I just didn't believe
one, that is a game. Two, that they're adding
Devil Summoner Raido Kuzunoha versus Digital Devil Saga Switch Edition. New Super Why is the question mark a special character, but the exclamation point isn't? Patreon, explain yourself. Are you outing your password live?
I don't know, man.
Tonberry, Kamura Village's top hunter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great image.
Yes, delightful.
Just doinks the monster.
It takes them a long time to get wherever the monster is, but one hit.
Kyle Bjork. In case of a more ambitious pod image not being made in time, please enjoy the sub image featuring Dan hitting the death button.
Oh, it says Knack on it.
That's weird. I wonder why. Wonder who this site's for.
Joke's on you, I can't read.
AG's Bird Fact Time. Warhammer's Lords of Change
are a fusion of three carrion birds, vultures, ravens, and eagles. There's a lot of bird shit in our fucking podlords. Zilter. Definitely not the only unironic Kai Kisuke stan. Sorry, Feel. You have to confront it.
Okay.
They repaired my OLED. It's time for Melty Blood.
Yeah.
I'm glad they repaired your OLED, Jesus
Let's
Christ.
Let's fucking go. Oh.
Chase Ray. Blig to blue. Schligged his poo. A miniature schnauzer requests some burritos.
Yeah, that's my type of dog. We have miniature schnauzers.
Back to work and back to helping randos with key quests. What? Is that your job?
Maybe.
You ever notice the podlords get confusing some weeks? Anyways, I'm just kidding. Daniel, my new girlfriend found out that I was a ranch soda. She left me number C107 Neo Galaxy Eyes Tachyon Dragon.
Okay.
Okay.
Nope.
Enjoy your pseudo vacation, Bob Dan. Pet kitties to recover energy. Here's your kitty. Scrimblo Biblo has an urge to surge. Art by Kokoro Genso. You can check that out last time.
One of the most classic games for the Specky.
Pick up welfare check.
All hail, Jormunbeni. The long cat of Midgard.
So Dan, I got an emote idea.
Okay. Go on, I'm all ears.
It's Banny, but he's really long.
Whoa. Slow down. Bob, you hearing these ideas? They're really great.
Yeah, definitely.
Bob's like, I just crave death. Cooper Tank. Lamu. Sorry about stealing your thunder last week, fellow podlord. Here, have this sick fucking cat I found.
Oh, yeah, it's the fucking Doge Devilman Cry thing.
Yes, that was hilarious.
Oh, God!
That was really hilarious. KZ awakens in a barren room. There are two doors ahead of him. Which will he choose? apparently the bouncer. You guys hit that stream goal.
Left.
Nope, sorry. You gotta play the bounce.
Left.
Nope, sorry. You can't go ye left.
Left!
Ganondink. Oh my god. Okay, so about how colossally bizarrely wrong a podlord image can go. Got a selection of cursed content on sale, stranger. Do you think they replaced his head? I wouldn't know. It's not visible.
Yeah, right?
Maybe. But who could say? Maybe we just wanted to see those wares in the coat.
Indigo Sykes thanks the BTD crew for helping him get through his time with COVID. Aww.
Oh, I'm
sorry to hear that.
Made it through.
Yeah, I'm glad to help, but Jesus, I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Swag Marth. I said 6'4", by the way, unironically at work last week. God damn it, Casey. 6'2", by the way. Maria Karanzavna, Eve, thanks you for shopping at Walmart.
nice mess.
Okay.
Bad joke I'm not reading. Evil Lucario. And fight you? No, I'm planning to kill you. Thank you. Oh, wait, what?
Last second podlord, what?
What?
What is this?
What? Also,
money.
Also, Mondo. Thank you very much to our podlord.
Thank you, podlord.
Seriously, that podlord didn't exist 2 minutes ago.
Wow. Just in time.
We're rich.
Dun, 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 dun. Thank you.
I'm not even kidding. Don't put this in the podcast, but there you go. See? They literally signed up in the last hour.
Oh.
Thank you very much to our podlord.
Thank you, podlords.
Yeah, it was good.
And if you'd like to support the show, you can spread the word and tell your friends, or you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/gbpodcast. For as little as $5 a month, you get many benefits, such as extended armchair dev pitches, early access to our anime review podcast, Chugging Bleach and Mondo Cool, and Cursed Content Club commentary tracks, alongside Cursed Content by Committee, our Patreon-exclusive user-voted Cursed Content show. That's patreon.com/gbpodcast.
So we've got news on top of news.
being a good boy, and then fucking Big Boss Man has to come in. And then he's like, oh, okay, guess we're chaos now.
Dude, okay. I get it stuck in my head every time he does it now.
Fuck oh, no. Every other news story.
Okay.
We're talking about the biggest one. Intel announced a new product. They gave a presentation about it. The product is called Bleep, which will let you censor in-game chat so you don't have to hear offensive things. The back end is the funniest thing I have ever seen in my entire life. Yeah. Casey, you have to put this into the fucking image. I'm sorry. Yeah. You have to put it in.
I mean, the tweet blew up. Obviously, they need to see the N-word toggle.
God.
There's we misogyny, also need name-calling, racism, xenophobia, sexually explicit language swearing, and the N-word filter. Just, it can block all variants. Now, having an N-word filter means they had to pay someone money.
Uh-huh.
Probably multiple people to say the N-word over and over again.
Yeah, you gotta train
so this
it.
Thing could learn. In multiple different tones and voices, probably hundreds, if not thousands, if not tens of thousands of times, had to be fed into this machine so it would be able to censor it.
Yep.
I mean, this was an April Fool's joke, right? This isn't real.
No,
is
this
it?
Is real.
This is real.
This is real. This is real.
Okay.
This is a video this from is, March.
This is real.
Okay.
I found this 2 days ago and had a stroke.
That's insane.
Just because they're the only Silicon Valley company brave enough to have any control panel that just says N-word on or off.
Yes.
I don't think this product is an insane idea, but everything from the back end to the presentation to what they're calling it seems insane.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's insane to attempt to curb bad behavior through software recognition of speech. I understand why you would want to do that, but good luck. Like I assumed
this would be something that a person would use themselves, but I guess the intent is to give this to companies to use.
It's meant to be used by individuals who play, like, say you played Overwatch and people were being gross in Overwatch. The solution isn't to make a software filter that's going to try to take all incoming audio and filter it, because one, I don't think it's going to do a good job.
Yeah, no, not a chance.
Two, I think the real solution is to get them banned from Blizzard. Like,
yeah,
that's the real solution in all these cases.
Yeah, but Blizzard will never ban anyone because that would involve work.
And that's the real problem.
I guess it could be, you know, for parents who want to let their kid play online but want to make sure they don't hear this stuff. Maybe.
Yeah, I guess that could also be the use for it. God, what if it gets implemented into the consoles? That would be so funny.
That'd be stroke-inducing.
And be like, Sony and Microsoft are like, sure, but you have to change the name of some of these features.
Why is that? We really don't want any part of the PS5 system settings to say N-word on off.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I look forward, when this product releases, I look forward to the first person. And if you're the first one to do this, you're going to get like 800,000 retweets. So, You got to set it to off, take a screen cap, then set it to on and take a screen cap, and add like the anime zoom effect to the on one, and post like when the white kid gets mad in Overwatch.
I think
800,000 retweets instantly.
Somebody quote tweeted my me tweeting this out by saying they trained it on 2,000 hours with Papa John on a private phone line. I was like, nah.
It can block. It can filter the N-word, but only if your mouth is full of pizza while it's being said.
Hopefully these gamers have a mouth full of cheese. It's greasy pizza. Otherwise, it's doomed. I actually have other major news.
Yeah.
Ah.
Earlier this week, a prototype of Castlevania, the canceled Dreamcast game, believe it was going to be called Castlevania Resurrection, a prototype showed up on eBay after showing up on YouTube out of nowhere. Its price shot up insanely. It has now been removed from eBay entirely.
Huh.
So, maybe there were threats privately messaged to the auctioneer for trying to drive up the cost that much by not talking to a private individual that they knew would make it available for posterity. Maybe it's because they thought the bids were fraudulent. Who knows? Both of these are entirely possible because I've seen both happen in the past. Either way, I'm very interested how things go from here. Maybe by the time this episode of Big Think comes out, there's a new development.
Yeah, I was like, maybe it even settled outside the auction. Like, dude, I'm not going to pay that any sort of fee to eBay, but I will give you $10,000.
Yeah, that's entirely possible. Then that has happened in the past, too.
Yeah.
I was like, man, no, I want to live indoors, but I would also like to prevent this from disappearing from the face of the planet. And then it shot up to 6K, and I was like, nope, nope, nope.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Nope.
But when I saw that, I'm like, he'll get fucked. There's no way.
Yeah, no, I knew there was no way.
Mm-hmm. But it's the thought that counts. Knowing our luck, an update to this will happen an hour from now when we stop recording.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's usually how our show works.
I mean, people have written news stories not even knowing it's been delisted in the last 6 hours, so it wouldn't surprise me if the next few we get cucked. But oh, yep. We're not going to worry about that. What we are going to worry about is Bob's news.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They announced a new Wizardry game.
Ooh.
What?
Wizardry VA. When was the last time they made these? I didn't look it up.
Virginia?
Yes. Japan has made weird wizardry games for a while, but like the last one that we would call like from made by anybody close to who made it would have been Wizardry 8, but there's been a bunch of wizardry games that were Japan only, a shitload for phones, one for PS2.
Okay. Then this is nothing new. This is still made in Japan. For phones.
Yeah, for phones.
It comes out next year.
Yeah, Japan loves wizardry.
It's very strange looking.
Yes, it is so hard to describe how weird the trailer is. Maybe you should just paste it in here, Bob, so that way they can see it.
Sure.
Not even our audience. But yeah, it's first-person mobile dungeon crawler featuring fully 3D modeled characters and environments, and you get to see your companion next to you pantomiming. And really weird. The animations look really bizarre.
Yeah, the trailer made me think it might be VR, but it's not.
Yeah. The trailer really did make it look like it was a VR game. It was so weird.
Yeah, this looks like a VR game, and the fact that it's called VA makes me wonder if at some point it was VR. And they're like, no, it has to be on.
They're like, no, we need that Apple Arcade money.
Well, it sounds like Fields found the trailer. I can't. I don't.
Okay. Well, sorry, Casey. Let's move on.
Let me. Okay, I was about to give it to him. Sure.
Feel free to give it to him, and we'll move on.
This one's real big. Street Rage 4.
Mm-hmm.
Finally getting DLC. Mr. X Nightmare. DLC is going to add 3 new characters. The only one they announced so far is Estelle, but you can pretty clearly see Shiva in the silhouette they put out. There's going to be new moves, new weapons, and new music from T-Loops, who I guess worked on Sonic Mania and some other stuff.
Yeah, he did the entire soundtrack for Sonic Mania.
Okay.
Yeah, T-Loops does some really good music.
There's adding a survival mode, and they're also doing a free update that gets you a new difficulty mode called New Mania Plus into training mode. Man, yeah,
cool.
I don't need a new difficulty. The game's already crazy.
Nah, you totally need that. You need to get pro, and then you'll need that.
Yeah, I'm sure that's good for a lot of people. But yeah, this is exciting. I'd love to play that game with more stuff.
Bob, I just saw the next bit of news, and I'm screaming because we called this shit on stream last Friday.
We did.
Yeah, you sure
I
did.
I cannot what? Fucking believe did? We called it last yep. Friday.
Yep.
Before we talk about what the news is.
Sure.
We heard about two games shipping at the same time.
Uh-huh.
It was Deathloop and something else. What was the something else? It was a game that had taken forever to be developed. And for some reason, I was like, yeah, I'm sure that's coming out then. Deathloop, that's hard to believe that's coming out in June.
Maybe it was Returnal?
No,
it wasn't Returnal. So it was
Sony ships games.
Dumb.
This was something that spent forever.
Oh, it was that thing where you play as the little rodents. Biomutant.
Yes, it was Biomutant.
Yeah.
So Biomutant and that were shipping either in the same week or the same month, and I was like, you know, I'm confident that Biomutant will somehow ship. Deathloop, no.
Yeah.
And then within 1 week.
Yep.
4 months delay.
Your specific words was, they think they're shipping them.
And apparently, no, they didn't.
Yeah, and then we joked about how that means we're going to see it at every conference again. So yeah, that will happen.
Oh man.
Oh good. I wrote that on my own, which is the 4-month delay ensures we get at least 2 more trailers for Deathloop.
Oh, pour you're so one out confident.
For that. Pour one out for that poor fucking trailer guy, because he's like, how can I make the exact same trailer 3 more times?
Right? It's a mystery.
I've already done it 8.
I don't know. Ask Lorne Lanning.
Luckily, his game came out.
Thank God it did.
All right.
Now we just need Deathloop and Metal Hellsinger to come out.
Yeah, no. Metal Hellsinger should be out. What the heck? Why isn't it?
I thought you meant like another trailer. I was like, no, please don't.
No, why would I want another trailer?
Yeah, for my final piece of news, I got a bunch of date announcements.
Okay.
For the summer of gaming.
No, not yep. Okay.
So we're going to have the PC game show in the future game show on the June the 13th.
So excited.
Keeley's summer of gaming will last a whole month. Only one month, supposedly.
Yeah. Yeah, he said it's localized to 1 month this time.
Thank you.
Fucking God.
And of course, the big one, E3 2021 Digital. It's going to be June 12th to June 16th. A lot of publishers are there, like Nintendo, Microsoft, Capcom, Koch Media, Konami, Take-Two, Ubisoft, and WB Games.
It's Koch Media, even though it's spelled K-O-C-H. Oh. This is important because the Koch brothers own the U.S. Anyways.
Yeah, okay.
Koch.
The Koch brothers.
Yeah, the Koch brothers. Let's go.
And then for C companies that aren't going to be there, we're not going to have Sony, Activision, Sega, Bandai Namco, or Square Enix. I assume all of them will do their own events.
Yeah. Square's already announced theirs, where they ended that present saying, we'll see you in June.
Yeah, Sony will definitely do one. Maybe Activision will do one, but Sega and Bamco feel more like, we'll be in Microsoft's and maybe Sony's and maybe Nintendo.
Bamco,
absolutely. They've been in bed with Microsoft for like press conferences for like 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah, they're about, yeah.
Yeah.
I look forward to Sony doing theirs in May, which once I looked at the calendar is 1 month from now and I had a seizure.
Yeah, I wonder
yeah,
if
this year's going a lot faster than the last one, I guess that has to make yeah, up for summer time has to rebalance.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll do it early or if they'll just be like last time where it's like, yeah, we're later than everything, deal with it.
I assume they're going to do it early so they can do a Ratchet and Clank thing.
That's true. They probably want to advertise that one more time.
Yeah, be like, hey, this is important, you fucks. And I'm like, I know. It's the single most exciting game of the year, I think. Didn't you push God of War out and Gran Turismo?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Glad wait, failed wait, are you sure?
No.
Real quick, is Sony shipping anything after Ratchet?
Horizon. They're going to ship
yes,
Horizon.
Yes, that's right.
Year.
They're allegedly shipping Horizon this year. Right.
Yeah, a PS4 game.
Yeah, it's on PS4 and must have been in developmental fucking 3 or 4 years by now. They better ship that this year.
Yeah, it's definitely, let me think about it. It's either 4 or 5 years they've been working on that, apparently. That's nuts.
Well, Horizon was 2017 and the DLC came out at the end of 2017, so they've probably been working on this for at least that.
That's right. Horizon came out after the Pro, didn't it? It came out like 6 months later. Okay.
Yeah.
It came out basically on top of Breath of the Wild.
Switch. Yeah. It came out like a week before Breath of the Wild, so the, you know, comparisons and whatnot, and people going, Breath of the Wild stole all the sales. It's like, no, it didn't.
No, it did, because I didn't play it.
That's how it works.
My name's Dan Video Game. I approve of this message.
I played neither of those games.
I played a little bit of one and barely anything of the other.
Checks out.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, what's up?
We're done with you. Hey, Phil.
Oh.
What about me?
Okay.
Well, KZ, you don't have any news.
What about you, then?
I brought in the thing about the Castlevania thing.
You didn't write it down. It doesn't count.
Okay.
You know what? How about this? I'm deleting you. There. Hey. Now you don't exist.
Now,
Bob.
Oh, no!
No!
So, Wonder Boy, Wonder Boy, Asha in Monster World got another trailer today. It now looks kind of like a video game, as opposed to the first trailer we got like 9 months ago where it looked really rough.
KZ put Bob back.
It still doesn't look up nearly as good as like the other ones, the other Monster Boy remakes, because you know it's not a hand-drawn animation, it's 3D, but it still looks all right now.
I have,
you know, it looks like a decent recreation of that game.
Yeah, I wanna be helpful for it.
Still, images seem fine. Let me see if I can find a video.
I'll just post the trailer that went up today. Okay, I'll post anyway in case anybody else wants to click it.
Yeah, there's still a little bit of digitally distributed 7th gen game 3D model energy to it, but
there's a little bit of like spark stir for the 360.
Yeah.
Wow, you really nailed it with one exchange of like, yeah. You really fucking described this game immediately. Looks cute enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, the original's pretty good, so if this feels the same and is the same, you know, layout-wise, it should be okay. They announced Deadly Premonition 2 for PC sometime this summer.
Great.
They didn't give any kind of more specific date. People made a lot of jokes about how this would be broken, and I'm going to say no, it won't, because Deadly Premonition 1 was a port of a port of a game that was on an engine so obscure you can't even find out what its name was, worked on by 7 studios, and this was made by one studio using Unity. So I think it will probably be fine.
It'll probably be closer to fine.
Probably.
That's as much as I'm willing to bet. Whoever cut this trailer sucks.
The Wonder Boy one?
Yeah, because there's a black frame in it. There's some really bad text at the beginning.
Oh.
It's like someone who got Vegas and just went, I need to put some text on screen right now.
I don't
Windows
know.
Movie Maker.
I couldn't handle the end part where it goes, everyone is welcome to Monster World.
Oh, I actually didn't make it that far. One moment.
The deeply Japanese trailer, okay?
With three different font styles.
It looks really good.
About 90 seconds in.
And lastly, the French-developed JRPG-inspired game, Edge of Eternity, which maybe it got a Kickstarter? I don't actually know.
Yeah.
It did. It got a Kickstarter a long time ago.
It's leaving early access this summer and will be coming to PlayStation platforms and Xbox platforms at some point within this year. Okay, it looks like a game.
It looks so much like the energy I get from it is you made a JRPG with assets bought from the asset store. Like
that's sadly a little bit how it feels.
No face looks right in it at all.
The cutscenes have a very Source filmmaker-ish energy. Like the animations are on the level of like Source filmmaker.
Yeah, I was really surprised to see this getting physical copies. I saw it for pre-order at GameStop a while ago, and was like, really?
Mm-hmm. This campaign started in February of 2015.
Ooh.
This is some of their old art.
Looks great.
Yep.
Hello, free Korean MMO Sora. How are you?
Yeah, I remember following this at the time. Like, oh, that's cool. They're making one of those. I got a Kickstarter of this thing. I like the estimated deliveries here of 2016.
Yeah, those are always wrong.
Yeah, I know, but just whenever it's this large, I laugh at it and go, okay.
No, we're trying to make an enormous game, so it's coming out in, you know, 3 days.
It's a good shot, Dan.
Yeah, it's a really good shot.
This is how I would expect Star Ocean 6 to look if it was made last gen.
God, like you're right. I was also thinking of Star Ocean when I watched.
Like, if they had rolled through Star Ocean 5 and were like, we're gonna make another one with all the same stuff, it would look like this.
So, really, you mean 7th gen? Because they made a Star Ocean last gen. Oh, you're sorry. 5 is the latest one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I said 6.
Sorry, there was such
like
a...
Like, if they just rolled right through...
They made 1 and 2 pretty fast, then 3, and then 4, and then nothing, and then 5. So I thought we were one further.
Star Ocean 4... looks a lot more anime-esque than this and probably doesn't look as good, actually. Models. I remember really big eyes.
They are really, really bad.
For you.
The character designs here are pretty, pretty good.
I don't know about that.
It's immediately reminding me of that indie game that was made by one person, Lost Soul aside.
Yes.
I was like, it looks just like that guy.
I think that guy looked a little bit more human.
A little.
There's something just really off about the faces on these guys. and then that they have like anime wigs is really funny.
I love anime wigs.
And one last thing that I missed collecting news. Disgaea RPG, the mobile game, launches April 12th in the West, which is good. That apparently has funny stuff in it.
What?
Disgaea?
Yeah, Disgaea RPG.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, what are you doing?
That's how it's written.
You said Disgaea, and I was like,
Yeah, that's how it's written. I've never heard anybody say it.
Not even me.
Yeah, we definitely have never said the word Disgaea on the Big Think Dimension.
Okay.
And never. I say Disgaea almost every single time you've told me to stop before. I do it more to upset you.
We're rolling it back. What did they announce for Disgaea?
I'm an idiot to upset you.
They announced Disgaea RPG. The game is called Disgaea RPG.
Okay.
It is the mobile game. They are launching it April 12th in the West. Good. Apparently that has funny things in it that I could not see because it's in Japanese.
Does it?
I probably will not play it.
Is it going to be Android or iPhone or both? Or do we know?
It says it will launch via iOS, via the App Store, and Android via Google Play on April 12th.
Great.
This is apparently the one that did not close down in 2 weeks like the last attempt.
Great.
That's all the news.
Wow.
Yeah, that's everything.
That's all for sure. We're free.
That's all she wrote.
All she wrote. Okay. In the next week, Bob, am I buying an iPad?
I don't know, man.
Well,
you probably should.
Why don't you buy a house instead?
Those are radically different costs of things. You got
out
lunch?
Out of the long run.
You got lunch? Why don't you buy a restaurant?
Yeah, that's how most articles about millennials and wealth go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to get it. Save the line. I got $80,000 from my dad.
I got $140,000 from my dad.
Oh, cool.
I didn't get shit from my dad, I'm going to be honest. Anyways, I don't know what we're doing. We're apparently doing the NAC thing tomorrow. I am co-hosting a stream with Gil, if all things go according to plan, Giluria, over on twitch.tv/GILLURIA. I'm co-hosting a Michigan... Jesus Christ, this title. 1 second. Michigan. From Report from Hell, which is made by Grasshopper.
Great.
And it's a PS2 game. And Japan and Europe got it, but we didn't.
God, you ain't from Michigan if you ain't done this before.
Yeah, it's got planning done by Suda51, so it can't be that bad, right? Anyways, I'm going to be co-hosting that stream over on Gil's channel, so feel free to look forward to that. Aside from that, I don't know that we'll be streaming. I don't know.
Allegedly will do a Mega Man stream of some sort next Friday.
Yeah, next Friday we're supposed to do a Mega Man marathon, but we'll see how things go. I may buy an iPad to cover some mobile games. Hey, Phil, what are you doing?
Well, I'm going to finish Blood, include because Fresh Supply came with the two expansions, so I'll probably also play those. After that, I don't know. Maybe I'll stream East 9 if that 4K patch comes out in America.
Ooh.
Because right now, it's only in Japan.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
They're dragging their feet. Shocking. KZ, do you know what you're doing in the next week?
I'll be continuing my download of the 79.84 gigabyte Fallout 76, because apparently I decided to download that. I forgot about that part of the podcast.
Ooh, I'm excited for your opinions on it.
Yeah, I'll play that on my own time and come back with my experience. I've looked at nothing about this aside that it was bad.
You literally know nothing about it other than it was broken when it launched and we made fun of them starting a class war inside the game.
Yeah.
That was really good. But yeah, that's my plans aside from streaming and other things. That's it. Bye-bye.
Wait a second, KZ, you bought an Xbox Series X?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just buy Microsoft?
Oh my god, I've made a mistake.
Just get a $12 billion loan from your parents. Ugh.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Big Think Dimension. If you would like to support the GB Podcast Network, head on over to patreon.com/GB Podcast so that way you can get exclusive behind the scenes on stuff, other content. There's a lot of content. It's basically non-ending avalanche of content. So head on over there, become a $5 backer or a podlord today.